Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Love Letters to Kelly coming up in about 20 minutes, Kid Nation. We also have Whatever Wednesday.
All right.
That means we can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Whatever you like.
And I think we're going to talk to Anna from Kid TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's got a couple cool things for Whatever Wednesday. And maybe a little dilemma. A little friendship dilemma.
Oh. Okay.
That I think a lot of us have had. But right now, let's give away this trip to Miami Beach, Florida. It's time for the winter warm-up.
All right.
We give you the temperature down at the Beacon South Beach in Miami, Florida. And then all you have to do is go to KidNation.com and
sign up. Enter that temperature.
And you're qualified to win.
We just pick somebody at random every single day.
At random. This morning, we picked the random winner again, Big Al Mac.
All right, who we got?
Michael.
Michael.
Hey, guys.
Michael, what are you in a tunnel?
No, I'm in my car.
Yeah, nice, nice. Well, Michael.
Nice. He got a car.
Are you able to see that that lunar eclipse?
No, it's all foggy over here right now.
Oh, man.
I couldn't see it this morning either.
I feel like it's been a big letdown this morning for everybody that's been trying to see it. Kid Nation members are sending us pictures, and they look pretty cool. But for us, we didn't get to see it. Michael says he didn't get to see it. But you know what, Michael? It's all good because you just won a trip to Florida, buddy.
Awesome.
You're going to see the ocean.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. And the moon over the ocean. All that good stuff.
So
Jenna, tell him what he has won, please.
Oh, my gosh. You should be so excited you get to go to Miami. Miami is so cool. You're going to get a three-night stay at Beacon South Beach, which is just steps from the beach and adjacent to Miami's best shopping, dining, and nightlife. And you are going to get to fly there with a guest. You know who you're going to take?
My wife.
Oh, yeah.
My wife.
Yeah. Okay. We're also going to hook you up with a four-day mid-sized car rental. Thank you, visitflorida.com. You guys are going to have a blast.
Awesome. That sounds so good.
Sounds good, man. Hey, what's your wife's name?
Bridget.
That's also JC's name back,
no,
in,
that was,
back in the day.
I got picked on in high school.
Special place in his heart for Bridget's.
Yeah. So I love her, you know, because we share that in common. Michael, you and Bridget have a blast out there in Miami, okay? Take tons of pictures, buddy.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
No, thank you. Have fun at work today, man. Now you go in with a trip.
Did we give the temperature for today?
We have not, Big Al Mac.
All right.
I got it right here in front of me. We looked it up. This morning at Beacon South Beach, it is 65 degrees.
Okay. 65.
A light sweater would be fine this morning. Maybe some shorts. 65 degrees. KidNation.com is a website you go to enter that right there. And that's what you have to enter. Because if you enter anything else, it's going to be wrong and you won't be able to win that trip.
Yeah.
We'll announce that winner tomorrow and give you another temperature tomorrow. And if you haven't had breakfast and you're pouring that bowl of cereal, stop.
Why?
Stop.
I love cereal.
I know, Kelly.
I have a hard time picking my favorite cereal.
I love cereal, but you know what I love more?
What?
Pizza.
Okay.
Pizza cereal?
No. Yuck. Yuck. Yeah.
Breakfast pizza?
It could be a breakfast pizza. It could be any pizza, Jenna, because a dietitian has come out and said that you should actually eat a slice of pizza for breakfast instead of cereal. Because cereal has a lot of carbs and everything will give you the energy. But pizza also has a bunch of carbs and enough protein to get you that protein that you need in the morning.
Like eggs and meat.
In your cereal?
The dietitian was only talking about cereal and pizza.
Oh, cereal versus pizza.
Yeah, so if you have those choices, go with the pizza from last night.
I actually do have those choices. In my refrigerator, I have a pizza that I ordered on Monday to watch The Bachelor. And I just ordered my Amazon pantry. I was trying to look for stuff to fill it up because, you know, but I ordered Cheerios. And that was my cereal
Honey
of
Nut or
No, plain. Plain.
You ordered Cheerios?
Yes.
Odd choice.
It is, isn't it? But it popped up. It's like, sure, Cheerios. And I got the big family box, too.
Oh, okay,
big
good.
That'll last you for 2 years.
For years. Yes.
Did you guys ever try the banana nut Cheerios? Those were so good. I don't know if they're still out there, but that's what my wife was eating a bunch of when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
That was her cravings right there.
How do you feel about the Lucky Charm?
I like the Lucky Charm, but I like to leave the marshmallows for the very end.
I go 5 marshmallows to 1. To one lucky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever they are.
I feel like the milk gets a little bit sweeter that way, you know?
Yeah. Have you guys tried Paleonola?
What?
What is
that? That's what I've been eating.
Paleonola.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's a granola.
Uh-huh.
paleo friendly.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's actually delicious, gluten free, and all of those things. I don't know, high in protein. It's good. Paleonola.
Is that something we're gonna get for like Jenna's? That's what I like.
There you go.
Maybe on Friday.
Yes, I'm gonna go from edible cookie dough back to something healthy.
Yeah. Paleo. What is paleontologist? What is that?
And the dinosaurs. Aren't they
I don't know.
Digging up bones and stuff?
I think there's a word. I just don't know what it means.
I think that's right. I think
isn't that what Ross was from Friends?
Yes. Bones?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got the brush and you're doing that cool stuff.
I think paleo is referring to caveman. Is that the same thing?
Kind of.
Same diet?
It's good. I mean, it's called maple pancake flavor. It's good. It's just healthier.
All right. There you go.
And Big Al Mac.
Yes, sir.
I just want to congratulate you. Because Big Al Mac, your Black history fact is correct. Before Rosa Parks, there was Leslie Colbert.
Yes.
Colbert, I mean. She was the first to refuse to stand.
Uh-huh. Why wasn't she
But she didn't
honored?
Get...
She doesn't have statues, does she?
No. There's no Leslie Colbert statue.
Outkast didn't write a song about her.
Yeah.
No. But Rosa Parks got all the credit.
Well, why? Do you know why?
I have no idea.
We don't have the reason why.
We need to Wikipedia Leslie. That.
Rosa had a better PR person.
Oh.
You know I was the first one that didn't stand up on the bus.
True, right? It's all how you spin it, right? All how you spin it.
Now, I don't remember my history class, but did they say who was the first, who noticed it and brought it up to everyone that Rosa Parks wasn't?
Because
she got arrested, right?
It was Rosa. Rosa.
And so that's why.
And then she called her firm, the PR firm, and then rest is history.
Stop it.
I don't think she had a PR firm. And real quick, when somebody asks you for a favor, and we'll go around the room, and you say maybe.
Okay.
A lot of us say maybe. Are you leaning more towards no or towards yes when you say maybe? Big Al Mac.
Wait, is that before they tell you what the favor is?
Yeah.
Somebody says, can you do me a favor? I'll be like, maybe.
Maybe.
Because I'm not going to say yes until I know what it is.
It could be. It could be any time you say maybe. Hey, do you want to go to the basketball game this weekend?
That's not a favor.
No, I'm just saying whenever you say maybe.
Okay.
I'd lean more toward yes because I don't ever want to disappoint.
I lean more towards no.
You're a no. I'm a no.
I used to say yes or maybe, and then I'd say no at the last minute. So now I say no, and then...
I'm probably a no. I just don't have a good reason for giving you a no at the time. Maybe
it
buys me a little bit of time to think of a reason to not do whatever it is that you want me to do.
Because, Kelly, you're in the minority, because according to a new survey, 31% of people say yeah when their maybes are, you know, with their maybes.
I have a hard time saying no. And I'm getting better at it.
I do too. That's why I say maybe. So if I say maybe, it's a no.
Because my maybes are me trying to talk myself out of it. But then I end up saying, I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings or they'll think bad of me. Yeah. So I'll go ahead and say yes.
Right.
But it is a struggle.
That's what Jenna always tells me. She says, JC, you say yes too much. So I have to say no more often.
Some people love saying yes to everything and they love doing everything.
I don't.
And then it spreads me too thin. I get too tired. So I say no or yes. Obviously, if it's a friend's birthday or something, yeah, I give an immediate yes. Or I say no. And then let's say my friends are going out and I had said no. Then I'll say, hey, I'm actually going to join you guys tonight. Yay.
So it's a good surprise.
Being excited last minute is way better than disappointing them because I'm likely going to bail.
But just to let you know, if I say maybe to you, just take that as a no.
That means you don't want to go.
Definitely not. I just don't know how to say no. You know what I mean?
You want to go read at the school today with me?
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, I'll see what I got. Love letters to Kelly's coming up next. Our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, is ready to solve any problem you have in your relationship.
Yep.
All you got to do is go to kidnation.com and write us a love letter, and then we read them on Mondays and Wednesdays. That's also where you go to get your trip to Miami with the winter warm-up. So we got your love letters to Kelly coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got your love letters to Kelly coming up here shortly this break.
Yes.
We also got Whatever Wednesday coming up in about 20 minutes. Basically, we talk about whatever you want, Kid Nation.
Basically.
I heard it's 65 degrees at the Beacon South Beach this morning.
That's what I hear.
Good for them. Yeah, a little chilly. Chillier than it has been the last couple days. So if you're wondering what the temperature is like out there now, and now we told you. And we got to get to what Big Al Mac did yesterday.
Yep. I had a date, Kelly.
You had a date? A
lunch date.
So you are calling it a date.
I am definitely calling this one a date.
Okay. Details in 1 hour.
Oh, we got to wait?
So this is D-A-T-E. You had one.
That's exact.
Not a meetup. Yes.
I drove. I sat down. This is date.
He drove.
I drove. Kelly.
Oh.
You paid?
I paid.
All right, good.
Yep.
Good.
Okay, I had okay. conversation.
I'm excited. Al Mack, well done.
Whew.
And before we get to love letters, I wanted to touch on this because we do get a lot of love letters about long-distance relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Al, you were just in a long-distance yeah. relationship. But yeah. It was tough, man. It didn't work out.
It is very tough.
It's incredibly tough to do. And our Kid TV producer, Anna, she is in a long-distance relationship.
Hello. Yes. Yes, I am.
How old are you, Anna?
I'm 24.
24.
Okay. And you've been here a couple of years, right?
Yes.
How long have you been in this long-distance relationship?
We've been doing long-distance for about, like, 6 months.
6 months. So it's fairly new.
Did it start out being long-distance, or you lived here, or one of you lived in the same place, and then you separated?
Yeah, we went to college together.
Okay.
And then he's from New Jersey, so he got a job back home in New Jersey, so he moved back there after he graduated.
When's the last time you saw him?
He was here right before Christmas. Okay. So we're going on like 2 months of not seeing each other. We're going to see each other the weekend like after Valentine's Day.
And how long have you guys been dating?
For almost 3 years.
3 years. Mm-hmm. And he's met your family?
Well, he's met my immediate family, but he's about to meet my extended family. He's going with me to a wedding.
Yeah.
To my cousin's wedding. So he's going to meet my entire family.
Awesome.
Like all of my cousins, my grandparents, everybody. Because they're all in Mexico. Yeah. So.
Shout out.
Yeah, so it's really, Mexican, really exciting.
Do you guys have any future plans of how you're going to get to live in the same city again?
I mean, that's obviously like, you know, the end game, the plan. But I mean, right now we're both like just starting in our careers. And so it's kind of like we both just want to like figure it out, like do that before. And I mean, since we are fairly recent college grads, like, I mean, financially it's just like hard.
Go see what you got to do.
Yeah.
What kind of methods do you use to stay in touch?
Well, I mean, technology is great. I mean, FaceTime, like Snapchat, Instagram, like everything like that is awesome. But I came across this cool gadget type thing, gift thing, because Valentine's Day is coming up. And I always try to get creative with like gifts because we are in long distance and, you know, it's not just like, oh, let me like cook you dinner. We can't really like do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I found these like long distance lamps.
A long distance lamp?
Yeah, which I know sounds kind of like ridiculous, but it's, you buy them like in a set. And so you have one lamp and your significant other, whoever you gifted to, has another lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, whenever you, like, touch one, they're in sync. So when you, like, touch one and it lights up with this ambient glow, the other one also lights up at the same time.
When you touch it. And you have to leave your hand on it, or can you touch it and it turns on?
I assume you kind of have to leave your hand on it for, like, a little bit. And
it's like you're holding hands.
Yeah, and it kind of, like, I mean, it can get kind of funny, like, if he decides to, like, touch his lamp at, like, 2 a.m, and then mine would, like, light up and wake me up. But, but I just thought it was like a really cute kind of thing, like, well, you know,
who's gonna turn off the lamp first?
Yeah. Oh, it's like hanging up.
That's the question. It's like, I'm turning on the lamp because I want you to know I'm thinking of you, but what if it immediately turns off? That means he's mad at you.
Oh,
he's gonna be the first to turn it off.
I'm gonna get so petty.
See?
I feel like this is sort of like the upside down from Stranger Things in a way, with the light.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of cool.
I love this.
I think this is so cool.
I love the idea.
It's very cool.
Yeah, it's really cute. I found it online, and you can buy, it's like $75 for one, which I don't know why you would just buy one. Or,
I got a relationship lamp, just one.
Just for myself.
I'm dating myself.
Or it's $150 for this set.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, it's a cool gift, and, like, the user reviews are really cool. Like, I, like, read about how, like, their kid has it and the grandparent has like the other lamp. So it's just like, it doesn't necessarily have to be like a romantic thing, but just like any sort of like distant lamp.
Now,
and how's, go ahead,
I don't fall into this category, but let me look out for the player. If he's got a girl in Detroit and he's got another girl in LA, and does he have to buy two lamps? For a lamp for each of them?
Two lamps.
Okay, you get one lamp and then they both light up.
What if one of your chicks is at your house and your lamp suddenly turns on?
Oh, good one.
Oh, you just tell the ghost.
Like, oh, it's a short.
It's
in
a
the
ghost.
Lamp.
You gotta put a sheet over the lamp.
Yeah, it's just a ghost, baby.
Yeah.
Or if you want to go out for the night and your girl's like, hey, let's lamp cuddle. Let's lamp tonight.
Like
you can just have your homie come over and pay him like $20 to stay at the house all night and just touch the lamp so that you can go out.
Yeah, right.
I gotta get a lamp sitter.
Or Al, if you got the girl in LA and the girl in Detroit, just give them the lamps, and then that way they're just holding hands through the lamp together, and then you still live your life.
Creepiest Craigslist ad ever. Hey, I'm looking for a lamp toucher.
Who's into lamp touching?
A lamp tapper.
Does your boyfriend like the lamp idea?
No, I haven't told him.
You haven't told him. Okay, good.
I might get it as a gift.
You can't tell these guys anything. They're going
to
ruin it.
No, we won't, because I don't talk to her boyfriend.
This is a sweet surprise kind of gift. This is one of those gifts that you send, and he's like, thank you for this box.
I'm going to be like, no, like, hear me out. It's super cute.
Wait till you see what it does.
That's really cool. Does he speak Spanish, since he's going to go down to Mexico and talk to your Mexican family?
He's so cute. He, like, tries, like, with my parents and stuff. But, when I, like, he was like, should I learn some Spanish before the wedding? Because, I mean, my cousins and everyone, like, speak English. But, like, my grandpa doesn't speak English and stuff. So, it's, like, there's a little bit
Where's
of a language
wedding?
Barrier. It's in Mexico.
Where?
In Mérida.
Mérida. That's on the Yucatan.
Yeah, I'm super, super excited. I'm so excited for him to meet my whole family. Yeah. It'll be so much fun.
That's so sweet.
I have family down there, too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You want to go, JC?
I do want to go.
I want to go to Mexico.
Let's all go.
Yeah.
I'm in.
To Mérida?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to Anna's wedding. Not Anna's wedding, but her family wedding. Yeah. Her cousin's wedding. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
I love this, and you guys are awesome. You're always in such a great mood. If I was in a long-distance relationship, I know it's a waste of time to be miserable, but I would just be so sad.
Yeah, I mean, it has its moments, but I mean, it's definitely worth it.
I've seen Anna get mad. Even when she gets mad, she's still smiling. I mean, she gets mad and she'll still be smiling.
It's true. I hang out with Anna, not at work sometimes, and she always seems to be in a pretty chill mood, and I don't know if she's just really nice to me or if you're always good.
You're just great to be around.
Yeah.
She just smiles a lot.
All right, so if you want this lamp, Anna will put a little link on it.
I'll post it.
Okay, cool. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you, guys.
Great
love
idea.
Lamp.
I love lamp too, Jenna.
I'm going to get one.
So does Brick. Brick loves lamp. So if you have a long-distance relationship, there you go. All your problems have been solved, so you won't need to write us to Love Letters to Kelly.
But meanwhile, we can do Love Lamps to Kelly.
Love Lamps to Kelly. We can do Love Lamps to Kelly. Oh, yesterday we did that crazy break with the cheater.
We did.
And we got 50-50 response from Kid Nation. Somewhere.
It was 50-50?
I mean, from what I saw, I mean, it could be 60-40. I don't know. I didn't do the math on it, but a lot of people were for them getting back together. We had a lot of people that have done it successfully.
For them, yeah.
And we had a lot of people that were like, nah, man, once a cheater, always a cheater.
I just don't believe that. I believe there are some people that fall in that category, but some people do get burned so badly and say,
they'll never do it again.
And look what I came close to losing. I'll never risk it again.
If you look at it, when we were kids, we would mess up and we would learn our lesson and hopefully not do that again. Hopefully we can carry that into our adulthood. You got a letter from a...
She didn't sign it. And I'm assuming. But anyway, it says, I know y'all are getting mixed reactions for this segment this morning with Allie. I want you to know I'm dealing with the same thing, and I know other people are too, but it was reassuring to hear other people talk about it. It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I never knew how many people had judgments about my life and decisions until going through this. It's incredibly painful, and to know other people are going through it and choosing to stay helped me a lot. I constantly question myself, and hearing that others made it through to the other side is reassuring. Anyway, thanks for that segment today. I needed it more than you know.
Yeah. I mean, both people end up, the person that cheated, you're labeled as a cheater and all the friends hate you. Yeah. And if you take them back, they basically label you as weak. Your friends will do that. Yeah. Like, how dare
that
you?
That one listener said, I had to give up my friends to save my marriage.
Right.
Wow.
Because they weren't supporting, you know, and you can't surround yourself with people who are telling you every day, you're making a mistake, you're horrible, you know,
it's negativity.
If you've decided to stay, you have to surround yourself with people who support that.
Yeah. Best way to avoid all that, just don't cheat.
That is the best. We all can hope for that, right?
All right, and let's see if anybody's having those issues in this edition of
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a bridesmaid in a wedding next month. My once close friend has changed a lot since starting the relationship with her fiancé. It's sad, but normal enough that we aren't as close as we once were. Well, a few weeks ago, I was told the groomsman, who will be escorting me down the aisle, I mean, close enough to be a bridesmaid, is a 9-year-old boy, the groom's godson. Now, I'm a bigger girl, and normally I'm fine with that. I don't worry about how I look compared to others because I'm healthy and happily married, and life is grand, but the idea of 200-plus people watching me lined up next to this toothpick-looking little boy who barely reaches my bus line has me in tears every time I think about it. It's not cute. He's not my son or brother or something that would make it cute. The wedding party is lined up according to the length of time they've known the couple, and he's the one I line up with. I don't think the bride's trying to humiliate me, but it bothers me that she didn't think to ask if this situation would make me uncomfortable.
Gosh. It's not your wedding.
What do I...
JC,
do I
just
suck
took
it
my
up?
Answer. Yeah, you suck it
I'm
up.
I'm going to feel like an elephant next to a tiny ridiculous bird. Can I change? Ask her to change the procession?
Nope. Nope.
I don't know if I can continue a friendship with someone
okay,
so
and now
considerate.
You're
Now
you're ridiculous.
We're all in our early to mid-30s. I'm too old to do things I don't want to do.
You are married. This is not about you, Zoe. This is not about you.
Ooh.
This is ridiculous. You've taken it like from, okay, I can see where you'd be a little embarrassed to ridiculous.
Yeah.
You're going to ask, no, this is not about you. You suck it up. Ain't nobody caring. Everybody's going to think how cute it is to see this little boy in the wedding, and they're not even looking at you.
Right.
Honestly, they're going to look at the kid. So just suck it up.
You get to be a part of the aw moment.
Yeah, you are. You probably got the best gig out of everybody. You're not looking for a hookup. You're not hoping she pairs you up with a hot, sexy guy in the wedding. It's just a cute moment. It's not about you. You had your wedding. You could have paired up whoever you wanted. Who cares?
Oh, man.
This is petty.
As the husband, too, as being the husband, when you see that, she gets to walk with the 9-year-old boy, you're like, thank God she's not walking with the stud.
Yeah, right?
Right? So you need, this is ridiculous. You're blowing this up to bigger deal than it is.
Agreed.
Nobody's going to remember this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
Nobody.
You're not even going to probably make but one little picture in the wedding photo album. Ooh. I mean, who cares?
Nobody.
But you. So stop it.
Gosh, this is a huge reason I hate weddings, because if you're not the bride
so
stressed out and spending all this money about people that are just going to sit there and be judgmental about your decisions.
So
like,
silly.
I would never, it's all I hear when I go to weddings. Oh, I would never choose those bridesmaids' dresses.
No, really?
I would never have gone with that color
well,
scheme.
Then
I'm like, it's
you
not your wedding.
You better hurry up and get married so you can do it the way you want
going
to.
On. Yeah, this is what she likes. So what?
Just go with it. It's her day.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
So far, so good, Kelly Raspberry.
Well, thanks.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm in high school, and I have a really good guy friend, and we talk all the time. We Snapchat all day, every day. But he told me he wants more. A friends with benefits situation where we just kiss and have fun. Not the other stuff, just kissing, nothing else. Mm. We flirt a lot already, and I have a lot of fun how we are. He said that if we were to move forward, he wanted to keep it between us and not tell anybody. I mean, I feel like it would be fun, but I'm terrified that either somebody will find out because I already know my family doesn't approve, or one of us will catch feelings and end up getting hurt. Now, I'm pretty sure if I tell him no, he'll be quite upset, and it might ruin our friendship.
Oh, well.
Do I just tell him no so that nothing gets too complicated and risk changing our friendship, or do I agree to try to see how it goes and do the making out and possibly risking one of us getting more hurt? Please help out.
Aww. Peyton, say no.
Aww.
You're treating him right now how you are. You're showing him what you're willing to accept as a woman in a relationship. You're not a woman at this point. You're a young lady. But this is unacceptable. You want to be with a man one day who is proud of you,
mm-hmm.
Who is so proud to walk into a room with you. He wants to say, hey, everybody, look who I'm with. Mm. Look who I am. So lucky this woman said yes to me. I'm not hiding it. It's not a secret. I'm not using her for fun and then telling her not to tell anybody. You're too young for this nonsense. You're setting yourself up for a real big heartache, because if you start messing around with him, just kissing, and then you see, oh, but he's seeing this other girl in public. He's coming back to me in private, but this is the girl he's sitting with in the lunchroom and holding hands with. And you're a high school side piece? That is awful.
Yeah.
Awful. Say no. And if you end your friendship, then you know exactly what this friendship was based on, which was nothing. So say no. Please.
If a guy ever asks you to keep anything a secret when in regards of your relationship.
You're a side piece.
I had a guy, and that happened. This literally happened
to me. It did?
Literally. Sorry, Al. I'm not making this up. This happened to me in high school.
Uh-huh.
Where a guy, I was not his probably physical type, but he liked me anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
he was attracted to you.
I'm telling you, I was about 30 pounds heavier than he was, but he liked my personality and everything. And we went out once, but he said, look, I want to go out with you, but you can't say anything. I said, no.
Good.
I said, no. I mean, no matter how you think I wasn't desperate for somebody to like me and want to kiss on me and stuff. I said, no.
This is Kelly Raspberry, who would lay down in front of her crush in high school.
I did.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to have somebody want to see, don't want to be.
In the hallway.
Who's ashamed to be seen with me.
Right.
Yeah, that's
no.
Good
Absolutely
answer, too.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think more of myself. Now, I was single for a long time. There are worse things.
Yeah.
Way worse things.
Yeah. You deserve better, Peyton.
Absolutely, Peyton. Don't you put up with that nonsense.
You don't deserve to be a secret. You deserve to be out there and
shine.
That's
right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married for 3 years, 3.5 years, as a matter of fact. Almost everything is going great. But in the last few months, we've been constantly fighting about when to go to bed. I'm a teacher, and I have to get up at 5 a.m. each morning. He normally doesn't work until 10.
Oh, wow.
I want that gig.
That's nice.
And because of this, he feels he should be able to stay up as late as he wants to. I try and stay up late with him and make him happy, but it means going to bed at midnight. While I only get 5 hours of sleep, he gets 8 or 9. Going to bed together is one of the most intimate parts of a relationship. It's very important to me. Losing that would crush me. But I'm also falling asleep on my drive to work, and I'm constantly tired. I've already moved away from my family for him, and he wanted to move last fall. I extended my commute, had moved their home, and I extended my commute to 1 hour each way. How can I get him to stop thinking only of himself and start caring about my feelings, Melinda?
Well, Melinda, you got to go to bed and get your rest. It's not going to be healthy for you in the long run. Is there a compromise here? Are you able to sleep if he is in the bed with you watching TV or reading while you sleep? At least you're in bed together. I mean, there has to be maybe some sort of compromise in that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, he could, there's a way you could watch TV with headphones. So he.
It's the Tom Brady Giselle thing. Remember, she hates watching tape, and she said that he'll lay there with headphones on
right,
his iPad and watch football.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
She'll do.
So you don't even have
read.
To hear it. So you can go to sleep. Is there a way you can come up with a compromise like that? But you know, to force him to do something he doesn't want to do. And staying up till midnight, that's silly. You're hurting your health, and it's going to make you grumpy, mm-hmm. and it's going to make you fight, you know,
right.
during the day. You'll be
not
edgy. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. So maybe try to see if there's a compromise where he will come to bed with you, and you can fall asleep while he is allowed to. Maybe then after you fall asleep, he can
get up there
get up and go
and
do something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but there's got to be. Should he have to go to bed at 9 because you have to go to bed at 9?
No.
That's not really fair either. But, you know, maybe there's a nice little compromise where he can at least go to bed with you.
Look, you and your husband, Alan, you have to wake up early, and I'm sure he doesn't.
Oh, he is happy to go to bed.
He's down.
He's so happy.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
so he goes to bed with
I've gone
you.
To bed earlier than a significant other.
He'll lay in bed, and if he's not sleepy, I'll lay there, and he'll go on his phone, and he'll, you know, it doesn't bother me, but we always go to bed together, yeah.
And same with my wife and me. She'll go to bed with me, but she'll stay up watching TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because it's easier to sleep when your significant other's in bed with you. I don't know what it is about it. It just is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she does get up if I fall asleep, and she goes out to the living room.
Right, she's making too much noise.
I'm
or
fine.
Whatever.
I just hated that I go to bed 2 hours before, and then you come in and you're like, "Hey, you up?" I'm like, get out of here.
Doing that.
No, I've been sleeping.
Love letters to Kelly.
You didn't want to do this earlier.
Hey, it's 1:30 a.m.
Hey,
you up?
Hey.
No.
Had all night, man. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I met this guy at a party at his house. His brother invited me and some other friends. That night, I really wanted to get to know him, but was too intoxicated to speak to him in the right mind. We talked some and danced a little, but that was it. I decided to be bold and add him on Instagram. We have mutual friends, so it wasn't hard to find him. I sent him a message thanking him for the party, letting him know it was good to meet him. We small talked here and there, and eventually the conversation just fizzled out, and I never replied. He has liked every photo I have posted since we followed each other, but it's been 1 week since we've actually spoken. Should I reach out to him again or just wait, Carmen?
Well, I mean, there's no harm. It's always better when the man pursues. It shows he's really interested.
Yeah.
But if you want to reach out one more time, I'm not going to be mad at you and say something like, you know, my friends and I are going to this concert, you know, thought it might be something you'd be interested in or something, maybe a kind of a group activity where it's not like where you're asking him for a one-on-one date that he can reject you and you're embarrassed.
Right.
If you give him a scenario where if he says no, you're still saving face. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I say be bold. Yeah.
Well, at least one more time, but you don't want to also be embarrassed because he's kind of playing. Is he interested? Is he not?
Right.
I don't know. Men are nervous sometimes,
well,
too.
We're waiting for that move. Sometimes there's guys that are way too shy, like you say, Jenna. They won't do anything.
I have to be bold all the time.
You do. But a man, when he wants a woman, will pursue her, is what I've seen. Not always, but I mean, as a general rule of thumb. But if you want to reach out one more time and give him a chance to be in the same room with you, And he says no, you pretty much have your answer there.
You
and then just let it go.
What happens with me, Kelly, or with friends, we romanticize it and we never ask and they never ask. And then you start building it up in your head like, oh, he's a dream man. It's like sometimes it's better just to get it out of the way. Like either let's go out or let's be rejected. So
maybe
I don't
when you're
spend a month
thinking about
sober,
it.
Sober, he might not be as, remember, you were a little inebriated. he might not be as charming when he hasn't got a cocktail in his hand.
Take him out for, drinks would be great with friends.
No.
Drink him hot again.
Absolutely. Yeah, I see what you're going with.
Oh, I've drank, I've drank many a girl's hot.
But speaking of making the first move, there was a survey that came out.
Yeah.
Found that men want women to take charge with a little over 90% of the men in favor of a woman making the first move.
Yeah, that's the whole theory behind Bumble.
And that's when it comes to kissing or other things, too. So, and 95% of men say it's okay for a woman to ask for a man's number first. So that's A+ right there. A+, right. If you want to make that first move. And if you want some solid advice from our love expert, Kelly Raspberry, like we just got this morning, just go to kidnation.com and write us.
Yep.
We'll hook you up on Mondays and Wednesdays. And speaking of hooking you up, hook us up, Kid Nation, with a phone call.
You can have whatever you like.
You give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And talk about basically, whatever you want, Kid Nation. Any questions you have, anything you're super into. For example, we just got one here for Nadia. Wait, what's the story of Kelly laying down in front of her school crush for Whatever Wednesday? Well, you know what, Nadia? We'll kick it off with that story for Whatever Wednesday and take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We learned this morning that a little baby boy's growing up. Big Al Mac went on a date.
Uh-huh. Yeah, bonafide lunch date. Bonafide lunch date. It was.
A lunch date. We get to hear all about that in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
And he drove. Like, he didn't tell her to come to his bar. He drove.
No.
Oh, Al.
I went to the visiting field.
Well done, sir. Well done. And now we would like to do a little Whatever Wednesday. Include you, Kid Nation.
Call us with whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK. We're required by law to answer.
That's right.
And we left off the last break with, I believe Nadia wanted to know the story about Kelly laying down in front of her school crush. I mentioned it during Love Letters to Kelly.
That is a bit of an exaggeration. Just a bit. Remember, a couple years ago, we tried to call our favorite teachers.
Yeah.
Remember? Mm-hmm. And we called Ginger Sweat, who was my English teacher in school. And we were talking, and she brought up the fact about how I would throw myself down on the ground in front of Chris Miles.
That's right. What's up, Chris?
Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Or Mark McClam. Because when I liked somebody, I made no secret about it. I let them know. I'm like, I'm the president of your fan club.
Uh-huh.
I am the only member, and I'm in love with you, and I want to be with you forever. I just put it all out there. I wasn't shy.
95% of men nowadays would appreciate
that. They would. Yes. 15 and 16-year-old boys don't.
Okay, got it.
So anyway, she was just saying, she was exaggerating when she said I threw myself down on the ground in front of him, but I made my feelings very public. Yes.
Yeah, you let a boy know.
I liked.
Take your shot, ladies. If you like a boy in high school, take your shot.
That's very bold.
Lay down in front of him.
And boys are shy in high school, so they usually.
Well, years later, that's what makes me so mad, is Chris and Mark both, years later, admitted, I liked you, and da-da, but I was too shy and stuff. I was like, dang it.
There were girls in high school I liked. I didn't do anything about it because I was too shy.
There was satisfaction finding out years down the road that at least at the time, I thought nobody liked me.
Yeah. No, they liked you. They just, guys are shy. We don't know how to do it back in high school.
Yeah, we had
it
figured
out.
It
all worked out,
We try to talk to you, and then our armpits get all sweaty, and then it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I wish I went to school with boys.
Yeah, all girls, Jenna?
I hated it.
Did you guys sneak off and go hang out with boys at lunchtime sometimes?
No, our school was very far away. I just did school with soccer.
You have a brother school?
Sort of.
I don't mean a black people school. I mean a school for guys.
Right. Well, I mean, a lot of the other ones, we would have social events, but they were different all-boys high schools. But, I miss going to school with boys.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun.
Class and,
it was fun going to school with boys.
I was kind of young when I went to all-boys school, so it didn't really bother me.
Real quick, Rochelle, how you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. You have a question for a cast member of the show, I hear.
Actually, yes. I have a question for Big Al and a joke for you, actually. So,
And I've been I've been wanting to tell you my joke for a long time.
Oh, all right, I'm excited.
What do you want to do first, the joke or the question?
It doesn't matter. We'll do the question with Big Al because it may be kind of heart-wrenching for him. And then we can end it off on a funny joke.
I like your production skills here. Okay, let's do this, Rochelle.
Okay.
So, Mr. Big Al, I know you're already in the dating pool, so you should be good with this question. A while back when Dr. Girlfriend first moved to Denver, and it was some young man that was helping her with certain things, which we will call the quote-unquote maintenance man. Mm-hmm. Is this the guy she ended up dating, or do you know if that's who she's hooking up with now?
She wants to know.
Rochelle goes to the point, Big Al.
She wants to know.
His name was Switch, wasn't it, or something?
Hatch.
There you go. Switch.
Well, maybe he was in Denver. Maintaining it a bit much. A little more than he intended.
Right, does Dr. Girlfriend have a boyfriend? Have a doctor boyfriend?
From all indications, she's dating someone. Oh, or maybe she's out there, you know, kind of just dating in general. I don't know. I don't ask because I really don't want
to
know.
You don't want to know.
Did she order his Valentine's present on her Amazon Prime?
Not on my Amazon Prime. She did not. But I'm guessing. I mean, she's an attractive girl. She's smart. She's nice. No reason to think she's not dating anyone, but I don't know. I've never asked. She's never volunteered that info.
And that's what you typically do when you break up.
I was just wondering if she was specifically that young man.
Very
awesome. No.
All right, let's
rubbing it in right
let's
there.
Let's just go ahead and get to the joke.
Right, let's get the joke, Rochelle.
It'll be a lot funnier than that one.
Welcome to the stage.
Hey.
Rochelle, everybody.
Hey.
All right, go ahead, Rochelle.
Hey. All right, so my question is, why do Eskimos wash their clothes in Tide?
Why do Eskimos wash their clothes in Tide? I don't know.
I don't know, Rochelle.
Because it's too cold outside.
And we laugh all night
and
together.
Oh, man. And that is
all. That, Rochelle, and that is all. That's how she finishes her set. You have a wonderful day, Rochelle. Thank you for making this laugh.
Thank you as well.
That's very funny.
Outside.
Yeah, the second half of that call was awesome.
Oh, wow. Hey, speaking of whatever Wednesday, Alicia, our phone screener, hooked it up with how to pair your Girl Scout cookies with wine.
Yes. Oh, really?
Everybody's got the Girl Scout cookies at home, and I know we all feel guilty about it, but they're so dang delicious. And now you can pair them with wine. So if you got Do-Si-Do's, you pair that with a Malbec. Is that how you say it? I might mispronounce the wines.
A Malbec.
Malbec. The trefoils with Chardonnay.
They're like shortbread cookies.
Yeah, they're like the shortbread ones. The thin mints, Australian Cabernet Sauvignon.
Mm. I'm a little surprised by that.
I was too. That was a weird pairing, but apparently that's what you pair it with. Savannah Smiles, which is my favorite cookie.
Lemon.
Riesling.
Yeah, well, sweet with sour.
That's the pairing right there.
Riesling's really sweet. I don't know.
Also, the s'mores, which is the new cookie they got going on. Yes. Really good.
Yes, we had those.
Madeira. Madeira? Madeira?
I don't know.
Tyler Perry got what?
Madeira? Some wine called Madeira.
Anything with champagne?
There is some champagnes, or similar champagne, I guess.
Popping bottles.
Tagalongs.
Oh,
I love sparkling that. Rosé, Jenna.
The chocolate peanut butter?
I know.
Get out of here.
Samoas
got drunk before they did this.
Well, these pairings were made by 12-year-old girls.
Yeah, I mean, they don't know what they taste like. I think. Samoas with Rioja.
What?
Rioja? Again, I don't know how to pronounce wine.
That's a Spanish red wine, I believe.
Oh, Rioja. Rioja.
Yeah, thank
and
you.
Lemonades with Albariño.
What's that?
I don't know, but it's a wine, so.
I didn't hear anything with the Merlot.
No. Yeah, no Merlot in this bad boy.
White wine.
That's all I drink.
I don't think a Merlot would go better with the chocolate peanut butter, honestly.
I would think so, too, because it clears your palate, I guess. The chocolate clears your palate.
The chocolate and a rich red.
Vodka soda goes great with all of them.
Right.
You know who is making some wine, though, that we could pair our cookies with?
Who?
Trey.
You guys want red or white?
Trey? He's
making wine?
Oh, you guys want some bathtub wine?
Control room Trey's making wine, everybody.
What?
No, I wouldn't expect, I wouldn't want to drink any of your wine either, but I'm going to start making some wine. Like a little homemade kit? Yeah. Now, we were going to do a red, but it takes like 2 years to make a red wine.
Red's top of that.
Red's so much better.
So we need to get that alcohol at our systems.
Uh-huh.
6 months only for white wine. So I think we're going to go Pinot Grigio on it.
Let's do that. I can't wait to try it, Trey.
Really?
I'm really excited.
You really don't have to. It's going to be terrible.
I'm so excited.
Maybe not. Okay.
This is our first try at it. But yeah, if you guys want in.
All right.
Yeah. The Barefoot people started somewhere. And look at them. They're all over the place.
Started somewhere.
Everybody started somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually in Sonoma. But
not a bathtub.
Not a bathtub, but it's okay, Trey. I think you'll do fine. And speaking of Trey, here's a Whatever Wednesday about you, Trey.
All right.
What is the difference between Nick and Trey? Jobs, looks, family, voice?
Yep.
pretty
much all
that.
All of those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look very different. Nick is more of a producer and helps out in the phone screening room and does a lot of video work. And
he's supposed to preppy look more than Trey.
Yeah.
Trey is the what's on top.
Well, they look totally different, but for people that just hear them, Nick's a father.
Nick's responsible and caring and
married.
Just smart, and I'm just kind of a... lower level human being than
You're saying you're a lower level Nick.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm a poor man's Nick.
Poor man's Nick.
All right. Oh, Trey, I love you, buddy. Lauren wrote us and said, JC, do you speak Spanish to your wife to turn her on? Of course I do.
See?
Yeah, well, I would.
See?
Of course I would. All the time. Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Hello. You have a question for Jenna because we were just talking about this.
Yes. I wanted to know, how do you feel about your experience being the all-girl high school? I went to all-girls college for 2 years, and I have two girls, and I'm kind of planning ahead, like way far ahead, because one's 8 and one's 7 months. But with how today is, you know, girls being in school, being bullied, or being peer pressured and the thing, I just want to know, how would your experience, do you feel that it would have been better going to a regular high school, or the all-girls school was better?
Truthfully, I had a good experience. I joke a little bit saying I wish I had boys in school just because I think I got along better with boys than with girls. Okay. But I think it depends on where you live, right? In some areas, for me, it was about the best education and the best soccer team because I was a very competitive soccer player and thought I wanted to play in college. So I went to Ursula Academy in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was, you know, we were great at athletics and great education. But, you know, living different cities, you know, since I've been out of school, there's lots of good public schools. Depending on where you live, and I would have liked that. So I think it's more about if you're more into athletics, I would say go to the school that's a feeder school for good colleges too, that kind of thing. So I think for me, it's just, or for you, it should just be about what the best school is.
Yeah.
Okay. But all girls, I don't know. Mine was pretty strict and private Catholic.
Yeah.
I had to do a skirt test every morning.
I'm sure your girls will do just fine. You'll be okay, Courtney. Whatever you decide to do.
Yeah.
And we'll take one more call here from V. Maybe Al, you can help her out because V, you're having a job interview today.
Yeah, I'm having two job interviews back to back.
So V was wondering if, I guess Big Al, since you do a lot of hiring at your at your bar, could you hook her up with a couple questions so she could train?
Okay.
Job interview type questions.
Sure. What makes you feel like you'd be an asset to our company?
Well done.
Well, I do have about 6 years experience in both departments of the applications that I put in for.
What are your weaknesses?
Just for you.
I don't really have weaknesses.
This is
where
this is where you compliment yourself. Yes. Okay, this is where you say, you know what? I tend to take on, you know, I want to help everyone. I take on a lot of responsibility. Yeah.
I'm social. I like to help everybody and all that jazz.
I answered that question once with, my weakness is that I work too hard.
Yeah.
I give too much of myself.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. It affects my personal relationship.
Yeah. I give too much of myself to my job.
I literally said that.
Good luck. Take a pen with you just in case you have to fill something out. Okay?
Take notes.
Take a pen. I don't know why people go to a job application and don't have a pen. Don't have anything to write with. That always
bothers
my mind.
And dress appropriately.
Please dress appropriately.
And
no gum.
And if these don't work out, Try ZipRecruiter.com.
Absolutely try ZipRecruiter.com.
I mean, that's a place where a lot of people go to try to find employment. And that's where a lot of companies go to try to find employees.
Dude, just one click and your job is out there on 100 job boards and social media. And the thing is, you probably will have a good qualified candidate the very next day.
Within 24 hours, they said 80% of people that are using ZipRecruiter.com are finding
the smartest way to hire people. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/kid. That's ZipRecruiter.com/KIDD and try ZipRecruiter out for free.
You got that, V?
Yeah, I got that.
All right, you got that.
And take a pen.
Yeah, take a pen.
Don't chew gum.
You got this, V. Go get that job. Don't chew gum. Thank you, Al Mac.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
So we've been talking about this all morning. It's now time to get to Big Al's day.
Finally.
Big Al, you're recently single. I mean, it's been a few months, but...
It's been about 8 months.
But you still feel...
It's been about 8 months, so, you know, it's just taking a while. I hadn't been in any rush, you know, to be honest with you. I hadn't even thought about it. I hadn't wanted, hadn't had the desire. So, I hadn't been on a date, on anything that I would call an official lunch date or any other kind of date. In over 5 years was anyone else other than my ex-girlfriend.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So yesterday we decided that we'd go to lunch.
And who's this we
this
person?
Is the person that I was talking about a couple of days ago that we met. Well, we met on Bumble, but we met face-to-face Saturday night.
Is this a girl you met up with after the kids' party?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She was at a party.
Got her from her party.
Yeah, okay.
Age-appropriate hottie.
Okay, that's good. That's a good name. She was about 9 blocks away at a party, and I went and walked and got her, and that was the first time that we met that night face to face.
She drinks the whiskey neat, right? That's
whiskey
the girl.
Neat. Yeah,
that's sexy.
She lives about 20 or 25 miles from me.
In the suburbs?
Yeah, past the suburbs, another city. So anyway, we decided to go to lunch, and since she did make the trip down here for her party over the weekend, I decided that I would go her way for lunch. And plus, she works. In the daytime, I was already off work. So I drove, Kelly, and drove and drove. And
then drove a little more.
She gave me the choice of two restaurants. I didn't know anything in her area. So she gave me two choices. And I took the one with the funnier name.
Pho K Hung.
Something like that. It's a Vietnamese place.
So, I love how Al says pho. Can you just keep the foo?
Foo.
I like how you say foo. That's pho, but.
So apparently this is a place that she goes to all the time.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that name.
Yeah, right. She goes there all the time, and we sat down. She goes, do you have a preference on what side of the booth? Meaning one side faces the dining room, and one side has the back.
You better face her.
Yeah.
You
got to face the door, right?
Facing her, but I'm normally a person that likes to face the room.
Yeah, because you like to look at
what's
better.
Happening. Uh-huh. But she said, I am too. I said, well, you good? This is your place. You go ahead and sit wherever you want.
But don't you
want
to tell her I'm the guy and I want to make sure, like, if a threat comes in, I can take it down?
That would have been a good line. I did not think
threat is in another hottie.
yeah, she's scared of her threat as the other hotties. Yeah, Jenna.
So we sit down and Kelly... We had one-on-one conversation.
Wow.
I love this sound.
Wow. Like, you learned stuff about me?
Yep. We talked a little bit about her fam, talked a little bit about my family, talked about her business. She has a business. And talked about mine a little. I mean, it was kind of back and forth. She actually likes to talk as much or more than me, which is...
Good.
Good. But if those two... start bumping heads. I don't know. But she has good stories. She goes, hey, tell me to shut up if I'm talking too much. I'm like, I almost say that to y'all sometimes because sometimes I know I'm rambling.
Yeah.
Like now.
Was she recently single too, or has she been on the scene for a while?
I didn't ask how recent
she's
been single. We almost kind of went there one time. I told her probably 18 times how big of a deal it was for me to be off of my home turf. And driving to go on a date, you know.
Yeah, it made her feel good, probably.
Well,
right?
I hope so. And so we chatted about that. I didn't go delve into her past relationship just
good.
Yet.
Good.
It's like, you know.
Too soon.
No, you don't need to.
She didn't volunteer it.
Yeah. Found out we have tons of stuff in common. She likes to spin class. She likes to do yoga, paddle boarding.
So she's an active person.
She's in the gym.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This
is good for you.
She not only paddle boards. She's got like the thing on top of her car to hold.
Oh, whack.
got a rack on her car?
Yes.
Well, this might motivate
that
you
be
to
good
start
for you.
Doing
it,
stuff.
So I think later, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Later in the evening, she said, I'm going to do yoga or spin class. What are you doing? And I just put,
not that.
And I just put bacon.
Oh, gross. You're doing bacon.
Oh, wow. So,
look at her trying to ask you to hang, though.
So, yeah. I said, she's going to motivate me to get my butt in shape. Though.
Oh, I love her.
So then it was time to go, and I kind of said, hey, I got to go. The traffic is going to get bad. Yeah. I'm way away. So, and she was like 5 minutes from her place. So I get in the car. We just get a little hug, no little kissy, just a little hug.
Kiss on the cheek, maybe?
No,
just not even
a little
that.
Hug.
Hug's perfect.
Just
hug's
hug.
good.
And so I'm on the way back, and I just happen to look in the rear, in my mirror, in my truck, and I'm like, what is that on my nose? And I look a little closer.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, Kelly, I said, what?
You had a booger.
It was a piece of dry skin, but it was on the bottom section of my nostril, right here.
Aww.
And it looked like a
right,
booger,
right.
But it wasn't. And so I said, do I call her?
No.
I don't know, man. I feel like I would want to call her.
No.
Because what if she thinks it's a booger and she's calling her friend?
Right, she didn't notice.
She didn't. She was
dry skin and boogers happen. Let it go.
She was so nice and did not say a word about it. So I'm like,
you don't need to say it.
It's fine. Leave it alone.
So what'd you do, Al?
I called her. I called her.
So how'd that go?
She said, you're there? You're there already?
Uh-huh.
I said, no, not there yet. I'm still driving. But I just happened to look at my rearview mirror.
Looked at myself
and I explained it just like I did to you. I've got a little dry skin right down here on the bottom of my nostril. And we were sitting across, obviously in a booth, across from one another. I said, I just want to let you know that wasn't a booger. It's dry skin. She goes, well, boogers happen.
Thank you.
So she's down with the bug life.
Why is she supposed to say anything?
Boogers happen.
You're supposed to tell someone.
Well, her reaction could, if she would have gone like, oh, okay, then you know. But she reacted in a good way.
All you have to do is be like, hey, and tap your own nose. And normally people get that they have something.
Or
there.
You want to do cocaine, like when they tap their nostril.
Yeah, that's what I
think. At a pho date. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You want to do some coke?
Vietnamese girl eating food.
Everyone knows that.
Anyway,
oh my gosh,
it didn't seem like it was a deal breaker.
No, it's not.
No.
It was a kiss breaker.
Maybe
that's why you didn't kiss.
Yeah.
No, I think you did the right thing
I didn't go in for the kiss.
Good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Say that for like a night date, right?
I just went in for the hug.
Uh-huh.
And that was it.
So what'd she do?
Like I said, she owns a business.
She owns a business.
Wow. And she apparently, she's a dog lover, and she does all of these things that I told you about. She does the
exercise stuff.
She works out like multiple times per day.
Wow!
What's wrong with that?
She might do yoga at noon, and then like a spin class at night or something.
Wow!
Maybe she's filling her time because she doesn't have a relationship.
Yeah,
that's just a temporary thing. But are you going to be able to be in a... I mean, seriously,
keep
with someone
up.
Who's that motivated?
As long as it's not an addiction. That's where it becomes a problem.
Twice a day?
No, yeah. I don't get that impression. It's an addiction. It's just you know, her life. That's what she does.
I'm excited about age-appropriate hottie. Yeah. She is, right?
She's beautiful, by the way.
You're going to... Let it breathe for a minute, and then she's
busy this weekend, which is Super Bowl weekend, so I'm kind of busy, too.
Yeah,
so,
that's good.
Oh, good.
So, you know, we... Maybe the next weekend.
Valentine's? Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, the next weekend's Valentine.
Well, it's not. It's not literally that.
That's right.
You're right. Now I'm all. It's the weekend before Valentine's.
Right.
You can still do something. It doesn't have to be over the top romantic. A dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Send her a little flower or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I could do that.
You could have a chance to go out twice before Valentine's.
Yeah. Daytime's fine with me.
Maybe a spin class date or something.
Ooh. Maybe. Spin.
You still been going to the gym?
Yeah.
Okay.
But spin gym and spin class.
Spin's hard, man.
I've done spin class.
I can't do those. I can't do the spin.
It's, you want to come do
keep the slow and steady pace,
Al. Slow.
Try something new.
Steady. Yeah.
How about yoga, maybe? That's a good, like, a beginner's yoga.
Not flattering.
Yoga with Al?
Not flattering.
No.
Have you taken yoga with Al?
Yes.
First time yoga, you don't want to do it with somebody.
No, it'll make loud noises.
You gotta be like a yogi.
Was Al loud at yoga class, Kelly?
Grunting and carrying on, and he's not limber at all. Yeah, that's literally.
You make him sound so desirable.
Oh, I did it again.
That's me at yoga.
Well, we're happy for you, Al. Sounds good.
I'm so excited, Al.
A little promising.
Yeah. Jenna, yours? How's yours going? Did you go to the gas station?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You missed Big Al's date. It went well. It went really, 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 really well.
How about that?
Big Al talked and everything. We're proud of you, man.
I talked.
Yeah, you can listen to the K-Pod later on if you miss anything on the show. We suggest you download the Kid Nation app, and then that way it's just there, right on your phone. So
there you go.
Whenever you get a chance, you can pop on there and listen to the show whenever you feel like it. Do you guys like going on Reddit?
I've been on it a little bit, not much.
I love Reddit because you find things that, you know, the news doesn't cover, and a lot of these things end up going viral. Like this guy's letter that he wrote. It's a breakup letter, you guys.
Uh-oh. Sad.
It's a breakup letter.
Sad or funny?
It's funny.
Oh, good.
That's why it's on Reddit. It says, to whom it may concern, it is with deep regret and a heavy heart that I write this letter. But I must come forth with my intentions and sincerity and honesty. Certain events in my life have put me in a different place. And while I was one of the more taxing decisions I've had to make as of late, it is the right one. The purpose of this letter is to end my relationship with you, Planet Fitness Orange. I know I've been distant, but it's because I've changed. I have different needs now. And to be frank, you really haven't changed at all. You're still that bulky purple and yellow building with the Tootsie Rolls in the counter. I don't want to change you, and it pains me to think that we were once together, but now separate in different places. Furthermore, I moved on to and into a new facility, the gym at my apartment complex. With state-of-the-art, whatchamacallits, that really toned my thighs, and it masters my booty in ways that you didn't. I don't want you to be jealous or judge me based on this decision. That's not the Planet Fitness that I know and love. I still love you, but more like a friend at this point. I'm sorry things couldn't have been better between us. And he goes on. Basically, this guy wrote a breakup letter to his gym.
Breaking up is hard to do, man.
It is breaking, and then I guess it ends it for you. So
I don't know. You better keep checking that automatic withdrawal statement.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. That's when you know the breakup's real.
Yeah.
That's when the breakup is real.
Sometimes that gets lost in the shuffle a little bit. Not just with them, anybody.
The canceling of the payments. Have you ever come to the realization that you have been paying things for years and you didn't know about it?
Oh my gosh, my husband just was, he's been on the phone literally for five. I did it again, Al. You've called me out for it now.
No, at least now you realize.
That's okay.
My husband was on the phone for five hours. Over a 2-day period, canceling. Because when I was just a single mom and I'm like, you need this. I'm like, okay, sign me up. You need this. You need that. I was paying hundreds of dollars for stuff I don't even use.
Are you serious?
But I'm not really good about nitpicking a bill and saying, what's this for? Why do I have this? And am I going to sit on the phone for 5 hours trying to get me out of something?
Of course not.
Probably not.
That's why you got a husband.
But he got he dug in. I'm not leaving until I get satisfaction, you know, and he, man.
Also, he got all that taken off.
How
many years would you say you have been paying for stuff that you didn't need?
10.
10 years.
I've been paying.
Raspberry.
Not hundreds, but I've been paying like $15 a month. What airline is it? To be a part of a rewards thing or some type of the one that's based in Minnesota, Minneapolis. Anyway.
One of those up there.
Yeah. And
JetBlue or something.
The only place that they fly that I'm even interested in is Cancun. But
Al's having trouble finding words.
I am.
Yeah.
But I've been paying, I don't even think about it until I see it on my bank statement. It's $15 a month.
And see, that's the thing is you don't think about 15 bucks. I'll get to it. Yeah. It's not life-changing money. But they have thousands of people doing the same thing.
Yeah, that's how they get rich.
Yes.
Oh. For these little charges.
Trey, your dad's still paying for something extremely old?
Every month, $6.99 for American Online.
It just doesn't. But you know what? Because they make you sit there for 5 hours to get out of it, and people give up and hang up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They trant you wait. He waited one time for 45 minutes, and finally someone picked up. He's like, whoa. Oh, you're in the wrong department. We have to put you back on hold. It's just like crazy what they put you through.
That's what we need to start. A company that gives you some sort of service for like $2, get a couple thousand, 100,000 people.
Well, and they'll cancel stuff for you.
And then,
I looked into this. You can't do $2 because of credit card fees. You need to make it something that you cover the cost. A membership model's the way to do it. Think about why Amazon has so much money. You lock people into a monthly membership, especially if it's something really affordable,
right?
Like $10 a month. Most people don't think twice about that being on their bill, and it's such a pain to remove it.
Or we start a service to cancel stuff for people.
Yeah, see? That way we can make money off of those people.
We'll sit on the phone for 5 hours.
Yeah.
We have to do stuff.
What's on your chin, Kelly?
A bruise.
What happened?
Well, I would have brought it up, I guess, if I wanted to talk about
it. I'm sorry. I just saw a bruise. I was making sure everything's cool.
Why would you just bring something up like that on the radio without asking
first? Because when a woman has a bruise, we want to make sure everything's okay.
On the radio?
I was just making sure you're good.
Privately and say, Kelly, is there something you need to tell us?
No, I'm just
wondering. Well, now we really want to know what happened.
That might have been like a funny story or something. I didn't know. I just noticed it. I thought it was like from the marker or something. I didn't know it was a bruise.
What happened?
She doesn't want to talk about it, apparently.
Maybe I got a little Bellafil.
Okay. It's all good.
Oh.
I don't know what that is, but that's all good.
Well, don't do stuff like that.
What? Ask questions?
You don't do something like that.
I'm just asking a question.
See, this is the reason why if people tell you, like, I know I have a zit on my face. Don't say that. People won't bring it up. I know I have a... You just prove why I always say something first.
Well, I learned from Jenna.
Stop doing that. I'm like, because people don't pay attention to you as much as you think they do. Well, obviously, you do.
What did you learn from me?
Jenna said that if I have broccoli in my teeth or anything, let me know.
That's not the same. A broccoli in my tooth is not the same as a bruise on my face that I can't do anything about.
I thought it was a smudge.
You thought it was ashes?
Yeah. I was like, did I miss Ash Wednesday? I don't know.
I have resting bitch face. Let's just be honest. I have a really bad case of it. Uh-huh. I do. And I'm tired. And it hurts my feelings when people always think I'm mad or upset, which right now I'm a little mad and upset. Let's be honest.
Well, it hurts my feelings that you're mad and upset.
I'm not. It's like, why did you say something?
In the chin?
So you can get, there are procedures you can do now that can help with RBF.
Oh, see?
And one of them is Bellafil. And what it does is it fills in certain things and lifts them. So when I'm sitting there just not thinking of anything, I don't look like I'm pissed off at the world.
See, that's cool.
But I do have a little bruise from the injection site.
Look like you're a little pissed off right now. I don't think it's working. You might need to hold that one. Didn't take.
Well, Kelly, I would just like to thank you for sharing.
Gosh, man, I'm glad you didn't ask this 2 hours ago.
And I saw it, but I was not going to
dare say anything.
You don't say anything. I don't dare say anything.
I put a little cover up on it this morning thinking, oh, I haven't seen it, but I have roses blocking my view
of Kelly's face.
I got to take some pictures tomorrow. It's just, now what am I going to do?
More makeup.
JC made a whoopsie.
Yeah. You should
just
know
don't
better.
Do that.
Don't ask a woman if she's pregnant. Don't ask her about a bruise or anything on her face.
I thought it was a smudge.
Don't ask her if they've been going to the gym.
Kelly's gonna write a breakup letter to me. I was gonna say you look beautiful today too.
Thanks.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.